All right, it's time to check in with one of our other Q106 Olympic reporters. Kyle Little from Portage Family Skate Park has been all eyes on skateboarding in the Olympics, making history in so many ways. First time ever being an Olympic sport. And I will repeat this because I think it's so awesome. It gives me goosebumps. They once called us misfits. Now they call us Olympians.
Woo! You got it.
How are you today, Kyle?
Doing great. Celebrated my birthday yesterday and now enjoying the day off today. So
good. You deserve it. I saw all the photos on social media. You working so hard at the Portage Family Skate Park. It is in phase three. So before we get into the Olympic gold medal count, just a reminder, any donation gets doubled right now. And it's a great place to put your time and effort and money towards, because then you get to see families in our community using a great skate park. All that information is posted at Q106.com. All right, Kyle, give it to us. What's the latest update in the Olympics when it comes to skateboarding?
Well, once again, the teenage young females took the podiums. They are rocking the skateboard Olympics right now. Those teenagers have come fast, fierce, and mighty all at one time, and they are just rocking the podiums. Now, unfortunately, no Americans this time even cracked the top five, but breakthrough star Sky Brown, that represented Britain, took in third place. And congratulations to her, and congratulations to all the participants. Once again, Japan leading the way in their respective sports and in street and so on. Yeah, congratulations to all of them.
Yes, for sure. Now, what's the difference between skateboarding park versus street, and how are the judges picking what is the best? Are they looking at flips, longevity, height? What are they judging on, Kyle?
You know, a lot of the times the statement is used, if your city doesn't have a skate park, your city is a skate park. And that's represented in our street facilities here in the Olympics this year. You know, here's the thing. This is the first time for many. They're using what they would have used in, like, Street League, and the judges in their own right have been a little off at times, I would say, but it's something that's new for all of us.
Well, like you said, though, it is history in the making. All these athletes get to say, I was the first Olympian doing skateboarding during Tokyo Olympics. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's super exciting. It's a great time. Like last night, again, we had a viewing party over here, and it went until the middle of the night.
well, thank you for waking up early then for us.
To the crack of dawn almost. So.
What? Oh, my gosh. Well, I'll let you get back to sleep. Q106 gold medal counter and reporter Kyle Little, thank you for watching skateboarding and reporting back to us during the Olympics. And go keep celebrating your birthday now, okay?
Hey, thank you so much, Q106 listeners and Steph. We really appreciate it.
And you can text SKATE to 608-321-1063, and I'll send you all the info on the Portage Family Skate Park and how your donations get doubled right now. Thanks again, Kyle.
Thank you, Steph.